We're learning Masech, the Sukkah Daf Yigimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara in the middle of the Amid brings a man from Avchistam Ravina Bashila, Hani Maruta the Agma Adam Yetzibay Chavasa Bepesach. You have more of an Agam, swamp more, a person's Yetzibay Chavasa Bepesach. The Ma'at Akasha, it says, Ezav Loi Ezav Yavan, Vlaezav Kuchli, Vlaezav Midbari, Vlaezav Raimi, Vlaezav Sheish Beshem Lavoi. When it says Ezev, it doesn't mean Greek Ezev, not Blue Ezev, not Midbar Ezev, not Rome Ezev, not Ezev that has another name to it. So here also, Mara should be a Mara without any other name to it. So Abaye said, if the name was changed before Matan Torah, and the Torah came and wrote a specific thing and didn't include the name change, so then the Torah was Makbanet. But these, before Matan Torah, didn't have another name. And Rava said, even now it doesn't have another name. It's Mar, it's just called Merita the Agma because it grows in the Agma. It's not a new min, it's just saying the same min when it grows in the Agma, we're calling it Merita the Agma. That's the Gemara. So Mikvega wants to know, what's the Gemara's Kasha? When it says Ezev in the Torah, what does the Torah mean? The Torah means a specific min called Ezev. So then the Bryce is telling you, you should know that Ezev with another name, with a shame love, he doesn't have a din Ezev. When it says Mar in the Torah, even though it says Amatzis and Mereyim Rechlu, but that is not only the Min Mar, the five Minim in the Mishnah. It says that Ezu, these are the Minim of the Meretz the Chavesach, Chazeres, Tamcha, Ulshin, Chachavina, and Mar. So it's not only Mar, it's not only the Min Mar. Mar means the Shem Klali for vegetables and a bitter. So Mela, even if it doesn't have a Shem Mar, as long as Merita the Agma fits the description of Mar, that should be good enough. What was the kasha? Ezev is a specific min. So mainly, wonder what does that include? If it has a shame lovely, it's not considered the same min. Mashain Kane, Mar is not a min b'chlal. Chazeres is a different min. Tamach is a different min. Olshin is a different min. Elamai, anything which is the Eric Mar is good enough. He says, really, Taisus asks a similar kasha. There's the Gemara that Mamagimam and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the same type of Gemara. Asim Mitzra is kosher leishana, the Gemara says. Ahadas mitzvah is kosher leishana. And the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, you think it has a shem lovely. Kamash mon, it says eight sabbaths. As I state the Gemara in Nafl Lamed Gimel. So Taisir asks the kasha, if it would say the word hadas in the Torah, so you could clear it. It's hadas mitzvah, go right in the shem hadas. But it doesn't. It says anaf eight sabbaths. And the Gemara says, different simanim it needs in order to be anaf eight sabbaths, it has to have three leaves in a row, and the Gemara says, maybe her dufni is a different min, which has the same characteristics. And the Gemara says, the problem is derached archenayim, it has thorns. So Taisa says, so you see, it's nothing to do with the min hadas. It has to do with, as long as it fits the bill, it has the different things. It's an anaf eitz aveis, which is anaf of chayf in his eitzai, and aveis means it has its mishulish. So if asa mitzra fits the bill, that's Taisa's kasha. What was the havim in a shame love we should pass it? That's a similar kasha to Mikvega's kasha, and Mikvega wanted to know, why didn't Tais ask his kasha here? Why didn't he wait till that Lamed Gimel? It's a similar kasha here. And he blames the Tzarechi in Gadol. Now, the Sasemis was also mechavim to the kasha, and he says, the Gemara there brings a raya that Mor is the min zron, and that Mor is nikach b'kesef meiser. And the Gemara asks the kasha, maybe it's the Mor of a fish, maybe it's a bitter thing in a fish, which is called Mor. We read the Kufya, and the Gemara says, no, you learn that Mamatzah min Zeram, Achmora min Zeram. So you see clearly that you don't need a specific min. That's the Kasha. But it's interesting that in Siman Tafay and Gimel, there seems to be a Machlaikas Halacha L'maisa. Let's say you have a vegetable that's bitter, and it fits the bill, but it's not one of the five vegetables of Mar. Could you be Eitzah Mar with it? The Ramah in Sifhei says, that's Tafay and Gimel Sifhei, the Ramah says, because the Muhammad says the five minim, and the Ramah says, Im Ein Le'echem Mikol Eli Yirakas, Yikach Lana, or Shai Yerek Mar. Take Lana, I'm not sure exactly what Lana is, a certain type of very bitter vegetable, or Shai Yerek Mar, or any other type of bitter vegetable. And the Ogur is the one that says to take Lana. The Ramah seemed to have learned up the Ogur, that, like a bikvegas anocha, that the five minim alav dafka, anything which has a simanim mar, which in this in the Gemara, And what is it that it's bitter? It has sorach upon of machsifin. And that's why he holds the augur said lana works. And the Magen Avraham, the Sifkan Gimel, says that that's not pshat in the augur. The pshat in the augur is that lana is the fifth min that the Gemara mentioned. They can't take anything other than the five minim. See, the Magen Avraham also brings in the Menhagim Arak, that brings in the Teshvats, that all Yerakas and a bitter are Bechal Mar, and that's what the Rama holds. And he brings us to Rashi says in Chumash in Parashas Bo'i that Mar call Esav Mar Nikra Mar, Rashi says. But the Magen Avraham says the Gemara is not Mashma. And the Magen Avraham brings our Sugya. That our Sugya says, Merita the Agman is a Salkadai Tachta Pasol. Because it has a shame lovely, there's a Havnim to say it's no good. Vaisis Yiduni the Min Mar. And he wanted to say that also Rashi means that. That he says, that Rashi says, Kol Yerik Mar Nikra Mar. And the Lashon in the Magen Avraham is, but you're not yetsa with anything that wasn't called mar b'shas matan Torah. So mele heals, you don't make a bracha on shai yirakos. Now the Mishnah Berurah Gada wants to say, even according to the Ramah, you can't make a bracha on shai yirakos because they're not so bucky in the simanim. We don't know what's called, that it's mar v'yesh lo sarif upon the machsifin. The Gemara says those things, we're not so bucky in that. So enichanami, the Mishnah Berurah also agrees you don't make a bracha. But it sounds like a machlekes the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, that the Ramah is learning up the Agur, and the Tashbats also says it's clear that the Merak brings down, that there is no, like a Bekveges Anacha, there is no Min Mar. Mar means a bit of vegetable with Gevissus Amanim. And Mimela, if you find a bit of vegetable with Gevissus Amanim, which is not one in the five, it's also good enough. Mashiach the Magen Avraham brings the Raya from our Gemara here. What would be the problem of Shem Lovely if you don't need a Gevissus Min, that you do need a Gevissus Min? So I think the Magen Avraham is saying, the Magen Avraham says like this. The Magen Avraham says that Marer is a name for any bit of vegetable. And those Marer is not identifying a particular vegetable. Marer is identifying a particular type of vegetable. But that has to all be called Marer. It's not just the simanim that make it Marer. Mar is a particular thing. Granted, the things that have these simanim are all called mar. It's not a particular min. It's a more general category than a specific min. But learned up the Magen Avraham, so those five minim in the Mishnah, they were all called mar b'shas matan Torah. Anything else was not called mar b'shas matan Torah. See, I think this Vasemis is also writing this svar, but he writes this is not like the Magen Avraham, and that's why he yates it with all any ace of mar. But I don't understand what he means. He's answering a Kvegas Kasha. So does Merita the Agma have these simanim? So why isn't that called Mar? I think the Magen Avraham is masking that Mar is not a specific min, but he brings the Raya from the Gemara that Mar is a specific name of a category of minim, and that also has to be Ram B'Shas Matan Torah. So Me'el Halacha, you can't make a bracha on anything else. Rashash is bothered why Rabbi Kvega didn't bring the Magen Avraham. But Rabbi Kvega is naming on, like the Ramah and the Tashbats, that there's no such thing. Once you're not identifying a min, so any vegetable has a siman and fits the bill. The Magen Avraham is saying, the Kayachai Gemara, that even though we're not identifying a specific min, we're identifying a specific category, but it has to be that it was called, it fit into that category, B'Shas Matan Torah, and that's why it's only those five minim. Now the Gemara goes right up. Amar Fista Agad B'Chad Leishme Agad. You have one thing, you tie one thing together, it's not an agad. You tie three things together, it is. If you tie two things together, then it's a machlekes based in the rabbanan. If Yisrael does not, the rabbanan hold it is. That's the Gemara. Now, Taisus, earlier in the Afi Bezim and Aleph, brings a Yishalmi, the Ein Chavila B'chusim Michafei Kanim. You need at least 25 Kanim to be a Chavila, and that's in the Rambam Paschus, El Chasuka Perkei Elach Yud, and also the Rosh. And also the term of the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafresh Chavtes, that it's not a Chavila without 25 kat. And the Ravid, as the Kasha in the Rambam, the Ravid in Asakas, how could you say you need 25? The Gemara says 3 is enough. And I guess the Ravid means that the Bavli argues on the Yishalmi. The Ritva says it also very clear, that the Bavli argues on the Yishalmi says you need 25, the Bavli holds 3. And the Rif leaves out the Yishalmi, so maybe the Rif was held that way. But Al-Kapanim, the Rambam and the Rosh, and that's the Psak and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that 25. So how do you shim with the Gemara with 3? So the Magen Mishnah, the three Turitzim really. The Magen Mishnah's Turitz is that Agamar is talking about Ezeif. It's very interesting. Why should the Gemara be discussing Ezeif? But Agamar is not discussing. Sukkah is discussing Ezeif. The Beis Yosef thinks in Arachas Chaim that there's a difference. By Zrodim, like Zmeiris, then you need 25. They're like very thin, I think. And it's not called a Chavila if you don't have 25. But Kanim, which are thicker, that's good enough, 3. But the Rosh's pshat, and this is the pshat that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, is that there's no stira. The Gemara, we're coming off the previous the Gemara. The Gemara have said that Hai Dekrani Dekani and Hai Afkusa the Dikla is Mesachem Hu. Avagav the Gidi, Agav the Yishmai Moshme Agad, Avagav the Hodul Agadu, Agad the Chad Loishmei Agad. That you have 25 sticks coming out of one stump, and that's not called an agad because it's agad b'dei shemayim. Elamai, you made your own agad, but that's called an agad b'chad. So if you have 2 afkus of the diklus, or 3 afkus of the diklus, that already is called an agad, because that's an agad b'chad. That's beis the machlekes, gimel is a mekuliyam, it's called an agad. So without 25 kanim, they weren't geizer, because that's not how you miyavish them. But when you have 25 kanim, besides that, you need also an agad. An agad b'dei shemayim lo ishmei agad. An agad b'chad lo ishmei agad, even if you hold the ogud. But agad b'trei, when you have 25 kanim, which are all stuck together, but they're not all stuck together, you have 2 dekranim, or 2 afkusa didikli, so then it's a shayla if it's called an agad. If you have 3, that's called an agad. But that's not a stirit, you're needing 25 kanim, as I state in the Rosh, and that's how they turn the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Now the Gemara brings the Machlekes of Eisin the Rabbanan. If the mitzvah Ezeiv needs 3 or 2 is good enough, and the Gemara is telling that if the Ezeiv needs Agad or not. Now what does it say Agad by Ezeiv? It says a good-ass Ezeiv by the Pesach Mitzrayim. Taisis the Maschol mitzvah Ezeiv Shleish Eklachim brings down that a good-ass Ezeiv it says by Pesach Mitzrayim. It doesn't say it by Hazoras Mechatas. Here it just says Ezeiv. It doesn't say a good-ass Ezeiv. How do you know he needed a good Ezeiv? So Taisa says it's a Gzeir Shava. It brings in the Sifri that Lakicha Lakicha, Malal and Shlesha, they ain't a good about Shlesha, Kan Shlesha. And he says, even though they're Abanan, don't learn out earlier by Lulav, Lakicha Lakicha. But that's because it doesn't have Ezeiv. When you have Ezeiv, then you do not Lakicha Lakicha. But he asks the Kasha, the Mishnah at the end of the 11th Parak of Masechtas Parah says, Loi Ogdan Kasha. Now, b'di'evit, it's kosher without being agud. So what's pshat by lulav? You have a gzeir shava, and Rabbi Yehuda says that lulav sarach agad, and with that agad, it's pasul. And here, you have a gzeir shava, and you need agad, but with that agad, it's kosher. So what's pshat? As I fek teiz akash, and he blayv shrek. The teiz is lefenenu blayv shrek, but the kasef mishnah brings the teizis, he doesn't say which teiz, apparently, he had a little bit more to this teizis, that says 2 turutzim. One is that it's not a gzeir shav gemura, and that's why it's not ma'akev. And 2, the gzeir shav is nilmud l'mitzvah v'loy la'akev. And the Taisis Yantiv on this Mishnah in part brings the Kesef Mishnah, that there's a Taisis that says 2 possibilities. Again, the Kasha is, if you have a gzeir shav to a good as Ezeiv, why don't you say it's ma'akev? The first Taisis is not a gzeir shav gemura, it's an asmachta. So mele, all these things are l'mitzvah. And the second thing is that the Gzeirah Shavah was Nulman L'mitzvah V'l'akav. You have Gzeirah Shavah, it was Nulman L'mitzvah V'l'akav. Now what's pshat in the second Teretz? The Kasha was a Yehudu who had Gzeirah Shavah by Lulav, says it's Ma'akav. Why, when the Rabbanan have this Gzeirah Shavah by Parah, we say it's not Ma'akav? So I see a Machlokes Rishonim here, how to understand this. The Ritva says that Enichanami, according to Yehudu, it's Taka Ma'akav. And by Parah it's also Ma'akev. And the Mishnah Ogden Karshis goes like the Rabbanim. So I guess it's really a Machlekes Rabbanim Yehuda if you have the Gzeir Shava by Lulav V'chlal. And it's also Machlekes Yehuda Rabbanim when you have the Gzeir Shava by Parah if it's Ma'akev V'net. Even if they would have the Gzeir Shava, still it wouldn't be Ma'akev V'estais. The Raivin in the Sagas of Balamar, he discusses this, he says that the pshat is that when you have zekeli vanveu that it's a mitzvah without the gzeirah shava, so then the gzeirah shava makes it its ma'akev. But hereby, a goodness is if you don't have zekeli vanveu, so without the gzeirah shava there'll be no din mitzvah either, so there the gzeirah shava is the mitzvah. But al kopanim, that's what comes out, that either there's no gzeirah shava, it's an asmachtan, and the whole din agad is the rabbanan, Or there's a gzeir shava, which is nemer l'mitzvah v'loy l'akev. So Rabbi Kveig in the Gilyan Ashash, right here in the Gilyan, he wants to know, what's pshat? The Gemara says, Ave raya from the Rabbanan, that two is considered an agud, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you need three. What's the raya? Because the Rabbanan say that two is kosher. Thank you, Rabbi Kveig, what's the raya? Igud is not ma'akev. So Mel, that's why two is kasher b'di'avid, because it's kasher b'di'avid without an igud. What's your raya that according to Rabbanan two is called an igud? As Efek Rabbi Kveiga, both here and in the Mishnah in Parah, and he vibes at Sarachin. If halacha l'maisa igud's not ma'akev, so what's your raya according to Rabbanan that you need two to be in, that two is already enough to be an igud, because you see that two is kasher, but igud's not ma'akev. So maybe in order to be Igud, it's three. And the reason why two is kosher, because Igud is not ma'akev, apella. But the Udvah really asked Rabbi Kveig's kasha, and the Udvah says two teretzim. One teretz is that the pshat, do we learn how from the Gzeri Shavah the Mispar? How do we know the Mispar by Mitzrayim? L'kachem Agud is Eza. That depends what an Agud is. According to Rabbanan, Agud is two. So the Mispar is two. According to Beis, Agud is three. So the Mispar is three. We learn out from the Gzeir Shava, la'akev, how many Ezevs you need. Then it's taka la'akev. Legande, whether you need a good or not, on that the Gzeir Shava was said, l'mitzvah. So l'mitzvah you need a good. But how many Ezevs you need, that's la'akev. How do you know how many Ezevs you need by Mitzrayim? Because of a good. So Mela, even though m'layogdei it's kosher, but if you don't have the misper, it's possible. Because the misper is nulmat la'akev, the igud is nulmat l'mitzvah. That's what the Ritvah says. And then he says another pshat, that ain't a chanami. The Rabban and Rabbi Yossi both hold that igud is ma'akev. It goes like the pshat, that there's a machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if when you have gzeir shav, it's ma'akev or l'mitzvah. So according to Yehuda, that igud is ma'akev by lulav, hu adim by parat's also ma'akev. So the Rabbanan and Beisi that say two is ma'akev, or three is ma'akev, is all l'shita shebihuda the igud's ma'akev. Now Shank in the Mishnah says le'ogden kasha, that would go according to the Rabbanan and Behuda, that he holds that igud is not ma'akev, and according to the Rabbanan and Behuda, the igud is not ma'akev, so two is also not ma'akev. If you're going to tell me two is ma'akev, that means you hold igud is ma'akev. What's the pshat in the Omer le'ogden kasha? That's the Rabbanan of Behuda that holds that igud is not ma'akev. But Rabbi Huda, that holds Igud's ma'akev by lulav, Huda's ma'akev by parah, and according to Rabbi Huda, is the machlokes of Huda and Beisi, Rabban and Beisi, I mean, if it's two or three, and that shows you, because the shaila is if two is the Igud or three is the Igud. So b'kitzu, one of two terutzim. Either the pshat is that legabe the misper, everyone agrees to the gzeir shavati ma'akev, only legabe the din, whether you need Igud or not, then the gzeir shavati is only said the mitzvah. And the second teretz is that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi that say there's an ikav on whether it's two or three, they hold igud is ma'akev like Rabbi Huda. The Mishnah le'ognam kasha goes like the Rabbanan, though the igud is not ma'akev. Now the Baal Amar here holds that legabe para, everyone holds the igud is ma'akev. And he says a different shot in the Mishnah. He's arguing on Taisus. Taisus is saying that igud is not ma'akev, and the Baal Amar says it is. The Mishnah says like this. This is the Mishnah in its full context. Ezev sheyesh bei shalosh klachim. If you have an ezev, one ezev, with three branches in the one ezev, mefaskei v'egdei. Mefaskei means you separate them v'egdei and you tie them together because that gives you three klachim. If you have an ezev with three klachim, as long as they're together, it's not called three klachim. Mefaske means you separate them, v'ogdei and you tie them. Then it says, paskei v'loi ogdei. If you separated them but you didn't tie them, ogdei v'loi paskei. If you tied them but you didn't separate them, right? If you, right, pashup shat in the Mishnah. You take apart the ezei of the three klachim and you don't tie them together. Or if you tie them together without taking them apart, v'loi paskei v'loi ogdei kashe. Or if you didn't take them apart and you weren't taking them, it's all kashe. So Pashas, you learn like this. There are three klachim you have. L'chatchila, you should separate them and make an igud, you'll have an igud begimel. But if you didn't separate them, you left them the way they are, or if you did separate them and you didn't tie them, or if you didn't separate them and you tied them, either one, it's all kasha b'di'evet, because b'di'evet, you don't need the igud. But the Baal Amar says no. Mefaskei means that you're not, there's no pisug legarmi. Because he says, if you're going to say that, then of course it won't be kosher without aguda. Just like if Yehuda says, by lulav it's ma'akev. Now the pshat is, you separate them somewhat. It's mu'ur b'miksas. So the pshat's like this. Really, the ikar adin is considered through without the pisug. And it's considered agad also, because agad de shemayim shmei agad ikar adin. But l'chatchila mi derabanan, you should make them a little bit apart to make a three klachim, and then tie b'dei adam, and don't be saying mechan agad b'dei shemayim. So the rabbanan were machmir two things: to make it to separate it slightly to make it considered three, and to also tie b'dei adam, not to be saying mechan agad b'dei shemayim. But b'dei adam, it's already considered three, and it's already considered agud. So that's why, if you separate it and then you weren't agud, l'maisa is agud. It's still somewhat connected, so agud de shemayim shmei agud. If you separate it and you tied it also, it's also kasher, because, I mean, that's what you do achil, but if you didn't separate it and you tied it, it's also kasher, because it's considered three mikir adin. And if you didn't separate it and you didn't tie it, also it's considered three, and agud de shemayim shmei agud. Now Rabbi Amar is going on the kasha that a few Rishayim discussed, that this Gemara said Agav Dei Shemayim Lo Shmei Agad, and the Mishnah in Parah says Agav Dei Shemayim Shmei Agad. So Rabbi Amar says he's going, that's pshat in the Mishnah in Parah, and he's saying that here's Gzeir Derabanan, and we're not Machmir Agav Dei Shemayim. We don't consider Agad the Gam, but it's Gzeir Derabanan. The answer is a little differently. The answer is that here it's all shail of how people do it, how people dry up the chavilah. So people drawing up the chavilah, they don't do it with agav dei shemayim. That's why the gabbi this agav dei shemayim lo shmei agad. But both the Baal Amar and the Ran are saying that the gabbi para agav dei shemayim lo shmei agad. The Ritva says that he doesn't understand the kasha. The Mishnah there is agav dei shemayim really lo shmei agad, but the Mishnah holds that you don't need agad. He's learning the Mishnah like Tesis, that the pshat is that by para dumi you don't need agad. That's why it works, Layag de Kasha. But the Baal Amar is learning that no, Avadi need Agat. It's a specific case where you have an Agat B'nei Shemayim. And the Mishnah is telling you the Chatchila we should do is two things. You should make it somewhat detached, and you should tie it B'nei Adam. And that way you'll have a din of three Klachim, and it'll be tied B'nei Adam. But let's say you didn't make it somewhat detached. So then it's Kasha B'nei Adam. Because the blind's detached. The blind's to be klachim, I mean, if it's not somewhat detached. And if you didn't tie it, so then it's good to Rabbanim, because since it's still somewhat attached, it has a din of agav b'dei shemayim. Agav Mara says agav b'dei shemayim lo shmei agav. That's a kula. The gabbi de Rabbanim says the Baal Amar, and the Ran says, because here the gzeira doesn't apply to agav b'dei shemayim. So we have two shittas already. Taisis, the Ritvam, and the Asagas Arayvit all say that Agad's not Makav by Para, or some of them make it a Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That according to Yehuda would be Makav, but according to the Rabbanan it won't be Makav. But according to the Baal Amar and the Ran, the Agad is Makav. Like, the Kasha means it's already Igor B'dei Shemayim. Now there's really a third sheet, which is Sasemis of the Dayak from the Rambam. Because Lagabi the Din, that two is good enough, the Rambam says a Lashin, Imnishish Shnayim, Elokach Shnayim, Betchila V'Agdan Kasha. So that sounds like once you have two, it's kasha lechatchila to be mazah. But the eved lechatchila you should have three, the mitzvah's three. But let's say you take two, you'll end up be mazah with them. But by loy agda, the Rambam says like this: paska loy agda, eshineg the way paska, shloy paska loy agda, v'hizaba hareza kasha. So he's medayik in the Rambam by shnayim, he just says kasha. By loy agda, he says v'hizaba hareza kasha. Taitzis vasemes. By Shnayim, you allow the Chatchila to be Mazah. But without a Gudam, you're not allowed to be Mazah. But the Eved, the Azor is Chal, but you're not allowed to be Mazah. So, Mel, that would answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha is, you see, by Lulav, it's Ma'akev, the Teretz is here also. You're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sazor without it. So, Mel, you can't do it. There's a Mitzvah to do with a Gudam, and you're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah without it. But even when you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah says, oh, still the gavra could become tar. So that would answer Bikvega's kasha. Shnayim is kasher. Bikvega asks the kasha, what's the rhyme for the Rabbanan? That Shnayim is kasher. That Shnayim is an agan. Mayagda is kasher. So he said a teretz in the Ritva, two terutzim, one teretz in the Ritva. that the Gzeirah Shavu was learned Lagabi the Misper, not Lagabi the Din Agad. But the Misper is known by Pesach Mitzrayim because of the Din Agad. So that's how you know Shnayim is an Agad. Or he said that Rabbanan and Beisi both hold that Agad is Ma'akev, the Mishnah is not going like the Rabbanan and Beisi, because they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. But now, according to this, we have a third teretz. Like, Agdei Kasha means, but the Evid, if you are Mazit, it's Kasha. That's what the Rambam says. Like, Agdei Vihiza HaReza Kasha. There, you don't need Agad. But Shnayim is Kasha even to be Mazel HaChila. You can't be Mazel HaChila without Agad. So that's right, there are Rabbanan hold that Shnayim is Agad. So goodness, three mahalchim, if you need Agad by Ezaif. Taisis, the Ridvan, the Raiv, and all, you don't, with the Evid. Or at least according to Rabbanan Yehuda, you don't. The Ran and the Balamar hold, you do. Just Agad de Shemayim, Shmei Agad. And the Mishnah says, Le'og de Kasha means when you had an Agad de Shemayim. The Rambam holds that you need Agad in order to be Matah, to be Mazah. Without Agad, you can't be Mazah. As opposed to Shnayim, which you could do with the Evid, to be Mazah. Mashenkein, in order for the Garvit to become Tar, then it's not Ma'akev.